Hello, and welcome to episode 4 of our 10-minute lesson series. My name is Colette Bennett, and I am a research and policy analyst at Social Justice Ireland. While many of the other podcasts in our library give you a chance to listen back to some of our best seminars or listen to interviews on different topical issues, the purpose of the 10-minute lesson series is to inform and educate listeners on a particular area of policy, giving a brief overview and hitting on the key points that people need to know. This episode of 10-Minute Lessons is on the cost rental housing model, what it is, how it works, and why it should be a part of the solution to Ireland's housing crisis. 1 in 7 of us are tenants of the private rented sector. That means we have a landlord and pay a rent to the landlord that he has set. Some renters get help paying that rent by way of the housing assistance payment, or HAP as it's commonly called, or the rent supplement payment. Because the rent is set by the landlord as part of a rental market, and isn't connected to anything to do with the property itself or how much income a tenant has, this is called a market rent. Market rents, like the price of anything else you might buy, can go up or down. When the recession hit in 2008, many tenants found themselves on lower incomes and struggled to afford their rent. So many landlords, representing the market, had no option but to reduce rents or lose tenants. Between the beginning of 2008 and the beginning of 2010, private rents on rentals registered with the Residential Tenancies Board fell sharply. Rents stayed fairly level after that from 2010 to the beginning of 2012. However, since then, they have been rising and rising fast. In fact, between early 2012 and early 2019, rents rose by 57%. This is a huge increase, but compared to an increase in average weekly earnings of less than 10% during this time, it's completely out of sync with what most people can afford. Sharp movements in price like this in any market are usually a sign that things are not working as they should be. Fixing the Irish rental market will need a combination of many different things. Social Justice Ireland and others would argue that part of this long-term solution is the introduction of something known as cost rental to the Irish property market. Simply put, cost rental is a system where rent is based only on recovering the costs of providing the home. Because there is little or no profit for developers or landlords, the rent is usually much lower than a normal market rent. The rent the tenant pays has nothing to do with the market, unlike in the private sector, and nothing to do with the tenant's incomes, unlike in local authority accommodation. As an example, say you want to provide an apartment block that will be rented out on a cost rental basis. To decide on the level of rent tenants will pay, you work out the total cost of the property, say over 30 years. Everything, including construction costs, financing costs, maintenance fees, and so on, and set the rent for each apartment according to how much money is needed to break even after 30 years. After 30 years then, all the rent being paid is profit and can go towards funding more cost rental accommodation. There have been many discussions in the last couple of years about what cost rent would actually cost the tenants. Ireland is still getting to grips with the idea of it and has developed a number of small projects to test it out. Some estimates put the cost at about £1,300 for a family home, while others are a bit higher. The reality is, cost rents will be higher than social rents, which are charged to tenants of the local authority or approved housing body based on what they earn. However, they should be lower than market rents. An additional advantage to cost rental is that as the costs of delivering the property decrease, for example, finance costs decrease as loans are paid down, so too should the rent. So older tenants who have been renting their home for 25 to 30 years should see their rent decrease in line with an expected decrease in income. The link between income and housing in older age is something that the Irish government really needs to focus on. But that's a matter for a different episode. For now, let's just think about how this type of rent might work. To really get a feel for cost rent, it might be useful to have a look at where it's working well. Let's take Austria. In Austria, almost half of the population live in rented accommodation, compared to about a third in Ireland. Because cost rental properties are widely available, the market is based on competition between private and public rentals, not just the private sector, which is driven for profit. This means that the cost of renting is generally lower than in Ireland. Most housing in Austria is built with some sort of subsidy, by which I mean some assistance from the government. Long-term, low-interest loans from the state cover about a third of the cost. Private savings used to finance social housing are also given a tax break. For more on tax breaks, check out episode 11 of this podcast. Tenants can also get a subsidy, but because of the high proportion of social housing and cost rental, as well as the relatively low market rents, the share of tenants needing those subsidies is low. Another interesting thing about Austria's cost rental model is that costs are based on individual developments. Maximum rents are set as part of the financing arrangements, that is, they're set out in the loan agreements used to finance the development, and competition is therefore local and low level. So to recap, the Austrian cost rental model is based on subsidies given at the beginning of building for the delivery of low-cost housing, with maximum rents fixed as part of the finance agreements and rents based on the cost of providing the home, with little or no profit for developers or landlords. These rents then decrease over the duration of a long-term tenancy. Subsidies are available to tenants who need them, but relatively few do. Compare this to Ireland, where even with rent pressure zones limiting rent increases to 4% in some areas of the country, rents have increased for the past 27 consecutive quarters. That's almost all of the last 7 years. The cost of rent subsidies to the taxpayer are increasing every year. In fact, between 2015 and 2019, local authorities paid 1.2 billion in HAP to private landlords in the private rented sector. That's a lot of money that could be better spent on other projects. Delivering cost rental in Ireland requires a radical policy shift away from the idea that property ownership is an absolute right and towards increased rights for tenants and the establishment of long-term tenancies. This is a particular issue for older tenants who face increasing rents on reduced income as they retire, but has wider implications for young people wanting to move out of their family home and couples wanting to start families. It will also involve upfront investment to develop this rental model, financed at a low enough rate to make the cost rent reasonably affordable. These are big issues, but they're not impossible. With more and more of us renting into the future, it's vitally important that affordable rent by way of a sustainable cost rental model is introduced. Thank you for listening. I hope you found it useful. If you're interested in more on cost rental and how it might be financed away from the general government sector to allow for more of this type of property to be built, take a look at our website, www.socialjustice.ie. We hope you'll come back here again soon for more 10-minute lessons.